is that there was a last year there was legislation put in place that had been a long time coming, and that legislation put in place a new board, something that the government can say is arm's length from them. So there's a non-state schools accreditation board that that considers applications for new schools and assesses and reviews existing schools, etc. And that board wrote to us four months ago saying that they had information which indicated that we may not be fulfilling accreditation criteria. The fact is, we haven't done any. We're not doing anything different than what we've done over the last 7.5 years, except that in 1999 we wrote our own unique curricula as a requirement of government. And at that stage, they also held the withdrawal of our accreditation and the withdrawal of funding as a threat to ensure that we wrote this curricula document. So we did that and supplied it, and they even offered a senior officer of the department to help us write it. They had the document for 6 months. They approved us. So they approved the curricula document, and we've been following the curricula document. It's just that the board, under this new legislation, is required to enforce a regime of control which ensures that all schools are mainstream. We don't fit that paradigm. We never have, never wanted to, never will be, and even if this forces our closure, we'd be happy to close on the basis that the board or the government is forcing stuff onto us that we will not do.
Well, what sort of stuff are they forcing on you?
Well, they've said that there's two areas that they focused on. One is educational standards, and the other one is welfare of students. In educational standards, they've said three or four things. All of this is on our website, by the way. We're being transparent about this. We've put every letter from the government this year and every letter of ours back to them, including our submission, there so anybody can see it. This educational standards, they're saying, one of the things they're saying is that we're not meeting something that's in the legislation, and that is Queensland Standards of Education. We don't know what that is, and in a straw poll done by one of our registered teacher staff who happens to do supply teacher work at state schools, he asked some principals and some teachers, what's the Queensland Standard of Education? We don't know. What is that?
Does the department know?
Well, interestingly, in our research, in our submission that in which we responded to this thing, we found that the head of the previous Board of Secondary School Studies had written a paper and delivered it to a conference of curriculum writers in New South Wales about 1 or 2 years ago, and he said, you can't define a standard like this. So they've written something into legislation. Now, not even the executive director of their Board of Secondary School Studies at that time could define or would define. And he said, this would have to be developed. Now, knowing the education system, the way it is, as monolithic as it is, it would take years to work out a standard or to put it into place. The fact that local schools don't even know what it is says that we're being required to do something far in excess of what other schools are or what's expected of them. Now, and the second part of this was welfare of students. The welfare of students thing comes in as a result of the sexual interference with kids in schools. It's a direct flow on. Everybody's going crazy about it at the moment. We say from the very beginning, and particularly since 60% of the staff are parents elected to this role. Not every parent can be. They don't walk up and just get the job. The others are registered teachers with 70 years of experience between them. We say that we've had a role for all the students and staff in the school right from the beginning that allows open, direct, real communication between all people at all times. The sort of stuff that's happened in other schools can't be said to and be pointed to us to say that, oh, it's going to happen there because you're the same as others, because we're not the same. The democracy guarantees that nothing gets swept under carpets. You don't have this hierarchical chain of command that says, oh, this sort of thing might affect the appearance of the school and we won't be able to sell it as well. Well, we don't go out and sell our school. Our students enrol because they and their parents believe it's the right place for them. They don't have to be enrolled. It's their choice at all times. And the students effectively vote for the staff they want. And in that, they have performance criteria that they mark off for every staff member every year. No staff member can even be appointed without at least 12 months probation. They have 4 secret ballots during that time. The sort of stuff that's happened in other schools is a horrible and disgusting problem. It's not the sort of problem that I can foresee happening in ours, and because we believe we're part of the real world, we wouldn't shove things under the carpet, and if something like that happened, there'd be a report to the police immediately.
So did you feel that maybe you're being picked on for political motivations?
Yeah, but I can't see why. See, as obvious as that seems, it makes no sense either. In that we're too small, I know we have an effect, but the effect is not a detrimental one. I know that in the 2010 strategy of Education Queensland, that there are a number of things that reflect the things we've been doing for years, and that Sudbury schools have been doing for 35 years. So what I would suggest strongly is that our government, our Education Department, our Minister for Education, take a cooperative approach and try and learn about doing something a different way, rather than saying that everybody must do the same, because that's not real.
So maybe it's just a simple fact that you don't fit in with the arbitrary power of the board.
Oh, absolutely. We're happy not to.
It seems to me that this new legislation you're talking about is a bit of a radical change from the way that schools have been given more and more power over their curriculums, state schools have, in the last few years with Dean Wells. He was very progressive as far as education ministers go, letting schools take more charge and teaching philosophy and things like that in primary school level. Well, your school is really setting the standard as far as that's going, as far as giving the children the self-respect and the ability to think for themselves. That's ultimately is what school is supposed to do for you. Mm. So I'd like to... I'm sure that with this educational standard that nobody knows what it is, that it should be easy for you to argue your way around it and convince somebody that you do apply to it.
Yeah, I'd hope so. Well, see, we prepared a 300-page submission within the time frame required of us, and it was hand-delivered. And in that, we had submissions from the school. There was a 100-page text submission outlining why we do what we do. There's 200 pages of evidence. One of the things that in that educational standards section, the assessors have worked out our students have done 5 things in the last year or so. I mean, we provided 2.5 pages of A4 item by item things that our students have done, activities that range from clarinet playing through to building Land Rovers from scratch, to driving 2,000 kilometres on a 3-week trip away, to doing fine art that's being compared to John Gould, to building pottery by hand, to managing a farm organically, completely organically, to managing people, to doing a whole range of things, going out and getting work at ages of 14 and 15 because they see a value in work and a value in money, and they want money because they want to do things with the school. And we have problems keeping the kids away from school with all of this, even though it's as hard as it is, and these kids are self-directed, you know? So it's not a smart state and not a smart thing to do to whack people over the head with heavy-handed legislation because you don't fit within other people's thinking about the way you learn. The interesting thing is, part of the research we did, and we've known this, we went back and looked at the philosophers, the psychologists, the educators who have developed up the things that underpin education. Mainstream education is selectively drawn on that stuff. So we can reflect on Pestalozzi, we can reflect on Montessori and John Dewey and a whole range of people who have developed up education as it is today. We reflect more of what they were saying in what we do, whereas mainstream is more about assets, keeping people employed and keeping kids at school. Our kids are getting on with things and doing their stuff, and they're going on to tertiary education even though they're self-directed and they're out working, etc.
Well, we might listen to a track now. It's Acid World, Children. It's 12:39.